Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I have a telegram for a Mr. Gladstone. Ah, yes, there you are. Sir, this is a message directly from Her Majesty, sir. It looks important, all right?
Let me see that there. Yes. Very significant. Thank you, you may go now. Give me a moment, would you? Mr. Ashley, I'm nearly finished. Hold this telegram, if you please, and read it over for me. My mission is to pacify Ireland. Charles Stuart Parnell has united the Irish behind a common cause, and that causes land. God, I do solemnly swear that I will do my utmost to establish the independence of Ireland. We are the national representation of Ireland, here, in overwhelming majority, to demand the restoration of parliamentary rule of the Irish Republic and implicitly obey the constitution of the Irish Republican Brotherhood and all my superior officers, and that I will preserve inviolable the secrets of the organization. The Gaelic League has brought the language of the Irish. The farmer will be able to make his land work for him.
The Fenians will strike at the heart of Britain.
The Gaelic Athletic Association means for the people what the Irish National League means for the politician: structure, community, and above all, support. I say to you, move to the United States, where your brethren await your contribution to this ancient cause. William O'Brien has reunified the great pillars of Irish politics. His is an achievement that should never be forgotten. We serve Ireland in Westminster because that is how to get things done. Today a farmer can buy his own
union.
Tell me
what
your gun has done. And Sinn Féin will seek to re-empower Ireland through a dual monarchy.
The Liberal Party has been returned to power.
Surely the old alliance.
For 700 years we have struggled. That struggle shall not, must not be in vain.
The Parliament Act those that will remind us. Our betters in the House of Lords that
that man there, the that's John Devoy. We'll have to earn his trust if you want to get ahead here.
I do not wish to see my country desolated and destroyed by being made, perhaps, a battlefield of the coming struggle. I do not want the gas.
Do hereby pledge ourselves in solemn covenant, throughout this, our time of threatened calamity, to stand by one another in defending for ourselves and our children our cherished position
of equal citizenship in the
Ireland is ours. It will always be ours so long as men have air in their lungs and songs in their hearts. To fight for Ireland is an honourable thing. To die for her is a sacred duty of all men on this island.
Being convinced in our own consciences that Home Rule would be disastrous to the material well-being of Ulster as well as the whole of Ireland,
the Ulster Volunteers have been established. It stands for unionists and will fight if necessary to protect their interests.
The Irish Volunteers will never allow Home Rule.
This lockout is the signal of the workers' plight, and Big Jim is the hero they need.
For the hardships we've endured and loyalty we've
is it too much to hope that Out of this situation, there may spring a result which will be
Ireland is veering towards a civil war, the likes of which has not been seen since Cromwell. This is a situation which will take more than words to
We fight for neither king nor Kaiser. We fight for Ireland and for Ireland alone.
We welcome Patrick Pearse into this Irish Republic.
Go on drilling and make yourself efficient for the work, and then account yourselves as men,
not only for Ireland itself.
Life springs from death, and from the graves of patriot men and women spring living nations. The defenders of this realm have worked well in secret and in the open.
Would be an awfully big adventure.
Constitutional politics works.
The fools!
They have left us our Fenian dead. And while Ireland holds these graves, Ireland
Irish men and Irish women, in the name of God and of the dead generations from which she receives her old traditions,
this Sinn Féin rebellion must be put down.
They will be court-martialed. After a hurried judicial process, they will be put to death by fire.
Traitors! Spies! My husband is in Flanders and you stab him in the back with German help? Shame
Their
on
noble
all.
Sacrifice will not be in vain. These martyrs stood for Ireland when nobody else would.
A terrible beauty is born.
A man in his mid-30s stands in the middle of the street. As an average passerby, you look at him with curiosity. He has that familiar uniform of those unruly folks you remember well. The ones that insist on marching up and down the street and drilling in groups while the real fighting takes place miles away. He has that air of a learned man, of a man confident in his own skin, yet somehow nervous at what's about to befall him. It's hard to take your eyes off him, and you see he holds some kind of document in his hands. From a short distance, you now notice that he stands on a pulpit of sorts, at the top of the steps at the General Post Office in Dublin's busiest street. Above the sound of the din of the busy street, not to mention the voices of those around you, you can't hear him especially well, so you move closer to within a few feet of him. It feels somewhat unsettling to stand so close to such a man, though you're not sure why. At the very least, you should be able to hear every word of what he is about to say. You can see his shaking hands, which cling tightly to the document, and after briefly conversing with a woman and man to his side, he returns his attention to the crowd, as these aforementioned individuals enter the same small crowd of bystanders which had gathered behind you, brushing just past you in the process. They begin to hand out copies of this document, which you gather is the same that this man on the pulpit is preparing to read from. "For God's sakes, it's that man Pearse again!" a middle-aged man to your left exclaims as he begins to walk away from the gathering. You hear a few sighs as well as a few hushes and whispering voices from behind you, as it is now evident that Pearse, whoever that is getting ready to speak. He clears his throat and begins. "Irish men and Irish women, in the name of God and of the dead generations from which she receives her old tradition of nationhood, Ireland, through us, summons her children to her flag and strikes for her freedom. Having organized and trained her manhood through her secret revolutionary organization, the Irish Republican Brotherhood, and through her open military organizations, the Irish Volunteers and the Irish Citizen Army, having patiently perfected her discipline, having resolutely waited for the right moment to reveal itself, she now seizes that moment, and, supported by her exiled children in America, and by gallant allies in Europe, but relying in the first on her own strength, she strikes in full confidence of victory. We declare the right of the people of Ireland to the ownership of Ireland, and to the unfettered control of Irish destinies, to be sovereign and indefeasible. The long usurpation of that right by a foreign people and government has not extinguished the right, nor can it ever be extinguished, except by the destruction of the Irish people. In every generation, the Irish people have asserted their right to national freedom and sovereignty. 6 times during the past 300 years, they have asserted it in arms. Standing on that fundamental right and again asserting it in arms in the face of the world, we hereby proclaim the Irish Republic as a sovereign independent state, and we pledge our lives and the lives of our comrades in arms to the cause of its freedom, of its welfare, and of its exaltation among the nations. The Irish Republic is entitled to and hereby claims the allegiance of every Irish man and Irish woman. The Republic guarantees religious and civil liberty, equal rights and equal opportunities to all its citizens, and declares its resolve to pursue the happiness and prosperity of the whole nation and of all its parts, cherishing all of the children of the nation equally, and oblivious of the differences carefully fostered by an alien government which have divided a minority from the majority in the past. Until our arms have been brought the opportune moment for the establishment of a permanent national government representative of the whole people of Ireland and elected by the suffrages of all her men and women, the provisional government, hereby constituted, will administer the civil and military affairs of the Republic in trust for the people. We place the cause of the Irish Republic under the protection of the Most High God, whose blessing we invoke upon our arms, and we pray that no one who serves that cause will dishonour it by cowardice, inhumanity, or rapine. In this supreme hour, the Irish nation must, by its valour and discipline, and by the readiness of its children to sacrifice themselves for the common good, prove itself worthy of the august destiny to which it has called.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.